Something's wrong. Something's different. Do you not think?
Mm-hmm. Yes. I'm nodding emphatically.
Emphatically?
Emphatically, yes.
That's a big word for the middle of the week.
Yes, it is.
Which then raises the question, why are we releasing an episode of the Bugcast in the middle of the week?
Because you told us to.
Okay, not quite. Not quite the reason. The reason we are releasing this rather short and rather naked episode of the Bugcast.
Excuse me, I'm wearing a jumper.
Just? Oh, yeah. Episode 149, this will go out as. It's a bit of a hack. We're about to celebrate 3 years of the Bugcast.
And Dave being anal about numbers.
Yes. I had always wanted, at the very least, to celebrate each anniversary on each 50th show. So, the first anniversary should have been episode 50. It wasn't, it was 51. Second anniversary should have been episode 100. It wasn't, it was 99.
So he's going to cheat to make sure this is 150.
I am cheating to make sure that the show that comes out on Friday, or recorded Friday, comes out on Saturday, will be 150 for our 3-year anniversary. So, go on.
That is correct.
Just confirming. We are sitting here. It is Wednesday evening. It is about 11 o'clock at night. In the comfort of our living room for a change, which is why things are going to be sounding somewhat different and a little bit lower quality than usual, shall we say.
That's because we're sat here with a little EPC shoved between us using Audacity.
Yes. Yes.
And talking lots of rubbish.
Another freedom thing. Yes. Freedom's good. We like freedom.
So we're not doing the song then.
Freedom's good. Well, no, that's the thing. I'd written the lyrics to a song.
Because if you had the lyrics, we could ad lib.
Not at 11 o'clock at night. We'll do another song at another time.
I just think you're really quite rubbish and cop outish to not even trying.
I didn't have the time. There was no actual music to it at all. All I've done is
get this music. We're sat here, we have the E. If you get the lyrics, we can ad lib and hope it doesn't sound rubbish.
I think I'd rather spare these wonderful people the if we did that, it's entirely possible nobody would come back and listen to 150. They'd be so disgusted by it.
No, I just think you're being really cop outish. You bigged up this idea of a song and you decided against it. And, oh, that thingy looked like a fish.
Yes, it kind of...
Yes. So what noise did I make to make a fish? Boom. Oh, there's another fish.
Yes.
In case people are wondering, I'm tracking the speech patterns on Audacity. Because they can make funny patterns. Because if I go, wah!
Right, on my laptop now are the lyrics I had written for the song.
So if you do the first four bits, and then I'll do the...
When you say first four bits, you mean those?
Yeah.
That's the first verse?
Yeah.
Then you do that one, I do that one, you do that one, I do that one, you do that one.
Yeah.
Right. Welcome along to this midweek show. I hope you'll spare us the time to allow us to explain in our own little way the timing for show 149.
It was always my hope that the mark of each year to be near to the... be near to wasteful nor thrifty would be rounded out nicely so each special show would turn out a multiple of 50.
Anniversary 1 was there. Anniversary 1 was with show 51, meaning exactly 50 shows had proceeded in the year leading up to the 51st show, but that wasn't quite what I needed.
And the second anniversary wasn't so great. 48 shows had come in that time, meant I... missed once again the multiple, so we celebrated with show 99.
So it looked like again we would miss on the prize, so to save me boring you with my bleating, we decided to write this song to pad out, even though it's officially cheating.
So this is our effort for this midweek show. I thought it would be rather nifty, so our celebration to mark our third year would be Bugcast episode 150.
Budum tish.
Now, we should have really sang that.
No, No.
And I have to pick up my husband. It was always my hope that we mark Eve each year. It was always our hope.
No, my hope. Don't forget the first 74 shows I did.
But it doesn't when it negate first started, me completely.
When it first started, it was my hope.
But we're talking about this now, so it should be our hope.
Well, it is now our hope.
Welcome it was always along to this midweek show.
Right, we've been waffling now for nearly 7 minutes, so we're going to let these lovely people go.
I reckon we should finish exactly 10 minutes, so it's a nice rounded number.
Well, I was going to top and tail with the normal intro and outro.
But 10 minutes of proper content. Dave,
hang on. Whoa. No. 10 minutes of proper content, you said. So we still have 10 minutes to go then.
Dave, what's my name?
Sausages.
What's my name?
What?
What's my name? What do you call me?
Caroline.
And will you remember my name tomorrow?
Yes.
Will you remember my name next week?
Yes.
Will you remember my name next year?
Yes.
Knock, knock.
Hello, Caroline.
Can you do that?
We've got to stop talking so loudly because it keeps peeking out.
I suppose I Am a Weed's copyrighted, isn't it? So we can't.
It is, yes.
Oh, Karen reinvented one.
What?
I am a pest, a little pest, I am a pest.
You copyright.
I know, but what I'm trying to say is that she said the whole pest thing but then still tried to say WWE.
Not P-E-S-T.
No. Did you know that I am very tired? I have run around the shops trying to find fancy dress outfits and managed to find two.
Mm-hmm.
And spent probably 20 quid more than I expected.
Mm-hmm.
And Amy's going to have her first school trip tomorrow.
Yes, she's going to the Yorkshire Wildlife Park to see the lions and the tigers.
And the meerkats.
Forget Norway.
And then she's got a fancy dress party.
Yes.
Then I've got the cinema.
Yes.
So I'm going to be rather tired tomorrow.
Yeah, well, tomorrow I'm going to be track harvesting for our 1 year, 3 year show.
Yes. Yes, so I'm going to go see Never Let Me Go, which I suspect my friend might think is a romance, but it's not.
Ah, okay.
It's sort of about a futuristic place where people are created and then harvested for their organs.
Ew. Not nice.
But it's like them trying to prove that they're human by falling in love. So it does have some sort of romance. I tell you, there is a film coming up that you really, 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 really
quickly,
want to
otherwise
see.
We're not going to make the 10 minutes.
The Adjustment Bureau.
Yes, I've seen the trailer for it.
Yes.
Right. We're heading up for 10 minutes now, so please come and join us on Friday the 4th of March at 9 p.m. UK time for the Bugcast episode 150, which will be our 3 year anniversary show.
Yes, 3 years.
3 years.
And they were all better when I joined in.
They were.
And stopped flashing you.
They were. Well, never stopped flashing me.
Not that you... Well, I still flash you anyway, but I now multitask and talk, so it's flashing. But I have to say, you did well in the beginning. I just added a bit of extra mood.
I appreciate that.
You're welcome,
dear. Nice.
Bye.
See ya.